the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin la siyama baghiyatillahi fil aradin. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been talking about different types of human relations. We first referred to those concepts which are used in the Quran to indicate positive, sympathetic, supportive relation. Then we talked about negative relations, and this is the third. The first negative was to be divided, which comes from faraqa. So we have fariq, yaftaraqun, yufarraqun. We discussed about that. The second was from khasm, khusuma, khisam, ikhtisam. We explained the meaning of that. And tonight we want to talk about adawa. So one of the relations that can exist is to be enemy for someone. I first refer to some verses of the Quran, and then inshallah we will try to analyze this concept. We have several verses about adawa. For example, Chapter 582, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُحْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. This ayah shows that enmity has degrees. There is no fixed level of enmity. أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً. We can understand from this that enmity has different levels. You cannot treat all people who are fighting you in the same level. This is very important. So you have to find out who is your most severe enemy. Don't spend too much attention or energy on those who are minor enemies. Chapter 41, verse 34. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ السَّيِّئَةُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Doing good and doing bad are not the same. They are not equals. So if someone does something bad to you, if someone wrongs you, the general guideline is that you should react by doing something good, not react by doing something bad like them. You must not do something bad more than they do. Even it's better not to do something bad equal to what they did. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن السيئة. You should try to do some good to them, so that no further harm comes. Because it says, idfa, as you know, daf'a means to stop. It's not irfa', it's not remove. Idfa' billati hiya ahsana sayya'a, perhaps it means that he has done something bad to you. Now you do something good to keep the further harm coming, keep away from you. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then there is a chance that this person who was your enemy becomes a very close friend, a very good friend. But if you react and you do something bad, then he does something else, then you have to do something extra, so it will intensify. Then we have also udwan. In several verses we have udwan in the Quran. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهَ نَارًا. Everyone who does this, عُدْوَانًا, as a matter of enmity or as a matter of going beyond the boundaries. In Majma' al-Bahrain, the late Shaykh Turayhi has beautiful discussion about the concept of adawa in the Quran. And also in Mufradat by Raghib Isfahani. I want to share with you what is in Al-Mufradat, page 553 in the edition that I have, but you can easily find in Ada, because it's Adawa, it's but under Ada. He says, and this is something that you yourself also can understand if you reflect, especially if you reflect on I'tida, Mu'tadi, Adv, they all come from the same root. So there is a concept which is common among all these derivatives, and that is to go beyond the boundaries. At-tajawuz, to violate, to break the lines. And he says, this can be in heart. So it is said, al-ada wal-mu'adat. It can be invoking in mash. It said, adv. It can be violation of justice in treatment. It is said, udwan and adov. And then he says that enemy can have the intention of harming you. Like, for example, جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين. Here enemy is the one who has the intention of harming, deliberately wants to harm. عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن. Or فإن كان من قوم عدوا لكم. But sometimes the enemy doesn't have the intention of harming. Indeed doesn't have perhaps any knowledge about you. But because you are harmed by him, he is your enemy. For example, referring to the idols, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, as far as I remember, it was Prophet Ibrahim, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They are my enemies. Did those idols have the intention of harming Ibrahim? Did they even think about Ibrahim? They didn't have any clue about Ibrahim. They didn't have knowledge. But still they are enemies because they are harming. So it's not like the previous verses, جَعَلْنَا لِكُلَّ نَبِيًّا عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Those are intentionally trying to harm. But فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Or for example, Allah says, some of your spouses and children are your enemies. عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ. This doesn't mean that they want to harm you necessarily, but the way they treat you and the way you react can be harmful for you. And then he has some further discussions. You can refer to Mufradat, also Majma' al-Bahrain. My understanding is this, that in the case of tafarruq and fariq and all those derivatives, the main thing was separation. Physical separation or separation in the heart. In the case of khasm, the main thing was to argue, to debate. In the case of adov and its derivatives, the main thing is to go beyond your limit. So people have some space which belongs to them with respect to my money, with respect to my reputation, my privacy, my religion. I have some space which is my private space. Adov is the one who comes and invades part of my space. This is the concept of Adov. He comes and invades part of my space. He starts this, and then a problem starts between us. But in my understanding, and this is what I want you also to think and let me know, if you don't agree, so you can let me know. We never find that good people are introduced to Quran as adov for bad people. Bad people are adov for good people. Shaitan is your adov. Kuffar are your adov. But a mu'min is not ever adov for good people. Yes, there can be mu'adat. Because when he comes, then we have a problem. You have to defend. But we never violate, we never invade the territory of someone else. So this is a very important conclusion. I don't know whether you agree or not, so we can discuss without fighting. So this is the concept of adov in the Quran. So adov is the person who goes beyond his limits and tries to invade your rights, your privacy, with respect to your money or your religion or your ideas, your family, whatever. This can be done intentionally or even without intention. If someone, you know, invades my house even without intention, that's a problem. Imagine a person who is sleeping, then opens the house and comes to my house. This is invasion. Even if he's sleeping and he walks when he's sleeping, still it's an invasion. So it's a problem. But if he listens and, you know, goes out, that's fine. Otherwise, I have to get rid of him. So this is the concept of adov.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know? For all the wisdom and tea you gave to me, let me offer something now so warm and comforting and sweet. Can you hear me whisper to you as you sleep? La ilaha illallah. Did you always understand? Can you feel me take your hand?